天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环，很开心呢可以在节目中与大家再次相遇。那我们现在正在学习的课题是从废墟转为快乐。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师透过圣经中尼西米这个人物向我们讲述了祷告的秘诀。那今天我们要透过这个人物又会学到哪些呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a joy it is for us to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
很高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
We try to communicate to you the best we know how the great message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们愿意尽最大的努力把有关耶稣基督的好消息讲给你听。
It is our prayer that God is using His word to bless you and enrich your life.
我们祈求神通过他的话语赐福给你，使你的生命更丰盛。
And please write to us and let us know that this message is blessing you.
请来信告诉我们这些信息如何使你得益。
And if you have joined us for the first time in this broadcast,
如果你是第一次听这节目，
We just started a series of messages on Nehemiah.
我们刚开始讲一系列关于尼西米的信息。
Nehemiah was a man who wanted his life to count for God.
尼西米盼望自己的生命是为神而活的。
Nehemiah did not rush into things, but rather he spent time before God in prayer.
尼西米没有鲁莽行事，他花很多时间向神祷告。
Nehemiah spent time discerning the will of God.
尼西米花时间寻求神的心意。
Nehemiah spent time counting the cost and preparing himself in prayer.
尼西米花时间计算代价，并在祷告中预备自己。
And although Nehemiah was sad and frightened,
虽然尼西米曾忧伤惧怕，
Yet he listened to the will of God.
但他听从神的旨意。
Nehemiah asked the king to rescind the law that he had decreed.
尼西米要求王撤销原先颁布的法令。
He asked the king for all the resources that he would need to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and the temple.
他请求王供应他重建城墙和圣殿所需的材料。
And then he asked for time away from the king.
他还跟王请假，
so that he could supervise the work himself.
让他可以亲自去监工。
And when the king granted all of Nehemiah's requests, he did not boast.
但即使王答应了尼西米所有的请求，他并没有自鸣得意。
Instead, he gave all of the credit and the glory to the Lord.
他反而归功于神，将一切荣耀都归给神。
The good hand of God was upon me, he said.
他说，我神施恩的手帮助我。
I said in the last broadcast that commitment to God has its rewards.
上次节目里我说过，顺服神的人是有赏赐的。
But then it also has its price.
但必须付出代价。
We saw in the previous messages that after 4 months of fasting, praying, and weeping,
上几次的信息中，我们看到他哭泣、悲哀、禁食、祷告，长达4个月之久。
Nehemiah came to the place of death.
尼西米濒临死地。
Nehemiah came to the place of death to self.
他将自我置之死地。
Death to a personal ambitions.
他将个人野心置之死地。
And death to future security.
他将大好的前途置之死地。
Nehemiah also came to the place of death to self-gratification and comfort.
尼希米也把自我的满足和舒适的生活置之死地。
And today I want to talk to you about the price of commitment.
今天我要和你谈谈委身的代价。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 to 20.
请翻开你手上的圣经，尼希米记二章十一到二十节。我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日。我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。除了我骑的牲口以外，也没有别的牲口在我那里。当夜我出了谷门，往野狗井去，到了粪场门，查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我又往前，到了泉门和王池，但所骑的牲口没有地方过去。于是夜间沿溪而上，查看城墙，又转身进入谷门，就回来了。我往哪里去，我做什么事，官长都不知道。我还没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、贵胄、官长和其余做工的人。以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善功。但何伦人参巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚和亚拉伯人基善听见就嗤笑我们，藐视我们，说，你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗？我回答他们说，天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
Many people, when they see a successful person, they think how easy life must have been to them.
许多人认为成功的人凡事都轻而易举。
But they seldom think of the personal cost involved to that person.
却没有想到其实他们付出了多少代价。
In verse 11,
第十一节里说，
Nehemiah went on a three-day journey in the blistering hot sun.
尼希米在烈日之下走了三天的路程。
He walked along the dusty road.
风尘仆仆。
In verse 12,
十二节，
He got up at night when everybody else was asleep.
夜深人静时，他独自起来。
He told no one of what God laid on his heart.
他没有告诉任何人神放在他心里的负担。
In verse 13,
十三节，
When his night's sleep was disturbed,
夜里他睡不着。
He knew that God wanted him to go to inspect the work.
他知道神要他去视察工地。
A day in the life of a godly person must begin and end in solitude.
敬畏神的人所度过的每一天，在开始和结束时都应该有安静独处的时候。
Godly people must commune with God before they can help people.
属于神的人，当他要去帮助人之前，必须先与神相交。
They must agonize before God before they can pray with people.
他们必须先经历在神面前的痛苦挣扎，才懂得与人一同祷告。
They hear God before they can speak for him.
他需要先聆听神的声音，才能为神发言。
The godly person must pay the price of isolation before ever going public.
属于神的人必须先尝孤独的滋味，才能站在公众面前。
For every minute a believer spends in ministry, he or she should spend equal time before God in isolation.
一个基督徒花多少时间服侍神，就需要花多少时间单独亲近神。
If you only rely on your own thoughts and plans,
如果你单单依靠自己的思想和计划。
If you do not consult with God,
如果你不求问神。
You will not be able to speak for God.
你就不能为神说话。
You will only bring a word only from you.
你只能自说自话。
Nehemiah was called of God and committed to God.
尼希米是神所呼召又委身于神的人。
But there were times when he must have been overwhelmed with the task.
但总有些时候他被工作的重任压倒。
Well, think with me about the sheer weight of his responsibility.
让我们思想一下他的责任多么沉重。
So while others were sleeping, Nehemiah was awake praying.
难怪当别人都安睡时，尼希米却警醒祷告。
While others were sleeping, Nehemiah was awake probing.
当别人都安睡时，尼希米却起来探查。
While others were sleeping, Nehemiah was awake studying.
当别人都安睡时，尼希米却在研究。
While others were sleeping, Nehemiah was awake surveying.
当别人都安睡时，尼希米却起来视察工地。
Those who want to be leaders,
凡愿意担任领袖的人，
must be prepared to spend time alone in preparation and planning as they pray.
必须肯花时间祷告，独自策划，做好准备。
They must take their cues from above.
他们必须获得从天上来的指引。
Today, we are desperately in need of many Nehemiahs.
今天我们迫切需要像尼希米这样的领袖。
Would you be a Nehemiah today?
你愿意成为一个尼希米吗？
Why do I say this?
为什么我这么说呢?
Because today we have many walls that are broken.
因为今天有许多破裂的城墙。
Today we have so many people who have broken walls of hope in their life.
今天许多人的城墙破损，失去生命的盼望。
Today we have so many people with broken walls of missing peace.
今天许多人的城墙破损，失去平安。
Today we have many people with broken walls of fear of the future.
今天许多人的城墙破损，恐惧未来。
Today we have many people with broken walls of enslavement to money.
今天许多人的城墙破损，成为守财奴。
Today we have many people with broken walls of addictions and sin.
今天许多人的城墙破损，被罪恶和各种毒瘾辖制。
Seeing these broken walls ought to break our hearts.
眼看着许多破损的城墙，令人心碎。
But seeing these broken walls should do even more.
但仅仅心碎是不够的。
Because what we need today are men and women who are willing to spend time on their knees.
今天需要更多弟兄姐妹愿意花时间跪下祷告。
There are many broken walls on a personal level.
在个人的层面也有许多破损的城墙。
Many people are filled with unbridled greed.
许多人充满贪婪无法自拔。
The walls of thankfulness are broken.
感恩的城墙破裂了。
Many people live lives of emptiness.
许多人过着空虚的生活。
The walls of love are broken.
爱之墙破裂了。
Many people hoard their bitterness and pain.
许多人心中藏着苦毒和疼痛。
The walls of forgiveness are broken.
饶恕之墙破裂了。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这是很重要的。
You must get out of your self-pity.
你必须从自怜中解脱出来。
Stop reliving your past problems.
不要重温过去的困难。
How can you do that?
怎么做得到呢？
Give them to Jesus.
都交给耶稣。
Put them under the blood and then get out and do something for somebody else.
放在主的宝血之下，然后去帮助别人。
Does your neighbor hate you?
你的邻居恨你吗？
Go over and love them for Jesus' sake.
为了耶稣的缘故，去爱他们。
Because the walls are down.
因为城墙倒塌了。
And as we probe these walls,
当我们探查城墙时，
as we examine these walls,
当我们来检验城墙时，
like Nehemiah, we can feel overwhelmed.
就像尼希米一样，我们感到沉重。
But we have a God who is far more powerful than any problem in the world.
但我们的神远比世上任何困难更大，更有能力。
We have a God who is far more powerful than any sin in the world.
我们的神远比世上任何罪恶更有能力。
We have a God who is far more powerful than any power in the world.
我们的神远比世上任何权势更有能力。
What did Nehemiah do about this overwhelming problem?
尼希米如何解决这天大的困难呢？
He did not say, "You people have got to do something."
他没有说，你们该尽些力。
No.
没有。
He said, we have got to do something.
他说，我们要尽力而为。
Then I said to them, you see the distress we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste and its gates are burnt with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be in reproach.
我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
Here is what Nehemiah is saying.
尼希米的意思是说，
Enough shame.
够羞愧的了。
The kingdom is in reproach.
国家受凌辱。
God's name is in disrepute.
神的名被污蔑。
And finally, in verses 18 and 19 of chapter 2, Nehemiah encounters three men.
尼希米记第二章十八十九节，尼希米遇见三个人。
You will hear from these men throughout the series of messages.
在我们这一系列信息中，你还会再听到有关这几个人的事。
They are Sanballat.Tobiah and Geshem.
他们是参巴拉、多比亚和基善。
The moment they heard that God is going to do great things,
当他们一听说神将要行大事，
they had to oppose it.
他们立刻反对。
They had to resist it.
他们执意抗拒。
And here they began their obstructionist endeavor.
他们开始竭力阻挠。
These men are no different from many in our time.
现代也有不少这样的人。
The moment they hear someone say, let's rise and build,
他们一听说要起来建造。
They say, let's rise and blast and criticize.
他们就起来摧毁批判。
There are two kinds of people in this world.
世上有两种人。
There are the constructionist,
有建造者，
and the obstructionist,
和破坏者。
There are people who build, and there are people who try to stop the building.
有人建设，有人拦阻。
Which kind are you?
你是哪种人呢？
My listening friends, this is important.
亲爱的朋友，这是很重要的。
If you determine that you are to do something great for God,
如果你下定决心为神做大事，
you can count on opposition.
一定会有人反对你。
Many people will laugh at you.
很多人会讥笑你。
Many people will mock you.
很多人会讽刺你。
People will throw innuendos and false accusations your way.
人们会毁谤诬告你。
Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem did all of these things to Nehemiah.
参巴拉、多比亚和基善就是这样对待尼希米的。
And there are people like them in every community.
每个团体里都有这种人的。
Nehemiah faced them directly in verse 20 when he said the following.
在二十节里，尼希米当面对他们说。
The God of heaven will give us success.
天上的神必使我们亨通。
Nehemiah was giving them the warning.
其实尼希米是在警告他们。
You either get out of the way or get going on the way to serving God.
快走开，不然就加入侍奉神的行列。
Listen, my friend, as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，结束前请你留心地听。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ.
阴间的权柄必不能胜过耶稣基督的教会。
The God who called you gives you confidence.
神呼召你就必赐你信心。
He will see his work through.
他必定完成工作。
Are you willing to pay the price?
你愿意付代价吗？
Then say to him, Here am I, Lord.
那就对主说，我在这里。
And then write to us and let us know.
并请写信告诉我们。
We love to hear from you.
我们很希望能收到你的来信。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
心向高游。 处处你一样，你那么心永留爱和弥漫诚心。赶过日落一见那人，顶着余晖奇妙旅程，远别过站地临过站，安稳港口系我旧帆，为人安住无中良友，从我经过心向高友，数出你一样一那么心拥有爱和弥漫诚心，数出你一样一那么心拥有爱和弥漫诚心。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。的确，我们中国呢也有一句古话说，天将降大任于斯人也，必先苦其心志，劳其筋骨，饿其体肤。正如尼西米一样，因神要将大任在他的身上，那么他一定要经受一些常人所难忍受的东西。可是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那我们呢？神在我们身上是否也有美好的计划呢？如果有的话，那希望我们都能够像尼西米一样安静下来，在神的里面祷告，用祷告的大能来托起神在我们身上美好的计划。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
家人